Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for another podcast. If you are a first-time listener, we welcome you, and we're so excited that you are here to join us, and we hope that it will become a regular joining that you will do. We want to just apologize because we did miss a podcast earlier this week, which we usually try to get two podcasts out per week.
I think that's probably the first time we've missed two podcasts a week in like 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, yeah. I was out of town on a GI conference, mm-hmm. which I haven't gone to a GI conference in a while. I've been usually doing my continuing education credits, getting them doing online courses. So it was pretty exciting to go to a conference. It was in Las Vegas. And mm-hmm. so it was just, I told Tina, I said, I've got to do this one. Mm-hmm. And the next one that happens in Hawaii, got to definitely do that one.
Right.
But anyways, it was a great conference. And as a result, we missed the last podcast. So we apologize for that to those of you that are regular listeners. But we're back.
Yeah.
Here we are. And we thought we'd talk a little bit about my trip.
It was your experience.
Yeah. I have to say, the first part of it was exciting when I went to the airport. Because I took a container of our salts, our mm-hmm. electrolyte salts. One of our friends lives in Las Vegas, and he had ordered it online. And so we decided that I would hand deliver it
right.
to him.
You were going to see him anyway, so I thought, you know what, why don't you bring it to him
and give it to him?
Yeah.
Well,
little did we know.
Remember, the salts are white powder. Okay? White powder going through the security at the airport. Yeah, I didn't even think about it.
Right.
I stuck this container in my suitcase, and it was a carry-on suitcase. So I'm going through security, and I hear this, and they come out, and they say, is this your suitcase? I'm like, yes. And they say, we need to examine this suitcase. Mm-hmm. And so they bring me out to this little corner, and before they did that, they frisked me. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I got the frisking, mm-hmm. which up to that point I had walked through the security thing, and I didn't raise any suspicion of anything.
Right.
But once they
found
my white powder, oh my goodness! So they made me unseal it because mm-hmm. it was sealed up. And they're telling me, stand back. Mm-hmm. Stand back from the suitcase.
Serious operation.
Don't stand. Don't touch anything on this table, which I think that's pretty standard.
Right.
But she opens up the suitcase and pulls out the container.
Right.
And I'm like thinking, oh, yeah, I forgot about the container.
About the salts.
So I undo the seal on the container. She opens it up. There's another seal. She undoes the seal. And she sees this white powder. And of course, she just goes crazy. And she asks me, what is this? I tell her, those are electrolyte salts. And she goes, well, these need to be tested. I said, sure, no problem.
And Test away. Would you like to taste it?
I have to tell you, though, that I did get one little glimmer of anxiety that ran through me thinking, whoever put this bottle together at the factory better not have slipped something in there. You know, it did like panic me for a second.
I hope not, since, you know, we're selling this stuff to people.
No, but I just I had that flittering thought that just kind of like crossed my mind, and then it was gone.
Something you said that I thought was funny was when she tested it, she had on all this like protective gear because in case it might blow up or something.
She stood very far away from it. Okay, like she stretched her arm out and her body was far, like two feet away from it.
Uh-huh.
You know, probably, I mean, the arm's length, because she had to reach it, and she had this chemical liquid in a dropper, and she's stretching out, and she's telling me, stand away.
Stand back.
And she drops a few drops of this liquid reagent, whatever it is, and then she puts it on her little control thing, And then once she does that, then I think she calms down a little bit. And then she comes up close, and then she's like, oh, okay.
Okay, here are your salts.
All right, so she seals it, puts the cover back on, and screws it back on, and says, okay, you can touch your suitcase. Right. You can pack this back in. You're good to go.
Right. Well, then, that wasn't even the end of it. I mean, then you get on the airplane.
All right, so then I get
on
the airplane.
That, to me, was like the highlight of the whole night.
Yeah, so this flight, this is a short flight. This is like an hour and 10 minutes. I'm like, what else can happen on this flight?
Right.
So 20 minutes before we land, the guy in this row of seats in front of us to the left, the guy passes out. He mm-hmm. faints because the flight attendant, you know, they're fussing over him, and she's like asking him questions. I could hear her like, do you have any medical problems? He must have just passed out for like mm-hmm. seconds, you mm-hmm. know, and I could see his head is reclined back on the seat, and she's just, you know, asking him all sorts of medical questions. And then the next thing you hear, you know, she brings him a bag of ice. And then the next thing you hear, she's like, are there any medical doctors on the plane? Okay, now I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to a medical conference. Right. I'm sure that there's going to be doctors. So I'm not going to quite get up yet. I mean, I'm right there, so I'll jump right up if no one comes up. But all of a sudden, there's like 8-10 doctors coming down the aisles. They're like coming out of the woodworks. And you've got this whole team. Like, this guy
had
a bigger team than he would have gotten if he'd been at the hospital.
Right?
Okay? Uh-huh. And there's like 8-10 doctors, and they're all coming, and they're all like, I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor.
Flaring their peacock feathers.
That's right. It was hilarious. Yeah. But it was awesome. Yeah. It was good for the guy. And then one in particular was a cardiologist. Mm-hmm. So that's the one that really got involved, and basically, you know, he told him you had a vasovagal response, and they cleared out that aisle. In the meantime, they called through the control tower and tell them have a paramedic ready.
Right.
You know, this guy needs to go right to the hospital. And so they clear out all the seats and they lay this guy down, and I hear the cardiologist tell him, you need IV fluids, you need saline. Mm-hmm. And the flight attendant is saying, well, we have IV fluids, we have fluids and an IV kit, but we have to get permission from the medical link, some sort of link. They have to get the okay before they can even use the stuff.
Okay.
All right. So in the meantime, he's like, well, get the guy a bottle of water. And I'm thinking to myself, ooh, I have my bottle
have
of
your salts,
cocaine.
Right? No,
of my electrolyte salts. And so I tell the cardiologist, oh, so we land. Mm-hmm. And there's no paramedic. Okay, so now fast forward, we've landed. We're on the, you know, we're on the tarmac. We've mm-hmm. been there 10 minutes. You know, the entire front of the airplane that's in front of our seats has already gotten off the plane, mm-hmm. but none of us can because we're behind this guy.
I see.
And they wanted to keep the aisles clear. And still there's no paramedics.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor, the cardiologist, is saying this guy needs fluids. Mm-hmm. And by now, the guy is actually feeling better. Okay. But
Just wanted him to drink fluids.
Yeah,
they weren't going to give
him
IV.
Drink fluids.
Yeah.
But I told the doctor, I said, by the way, I have electrolyte salts.
Right.
And he's like, you do? I'm like, yeah, I have a whole thing of electrolyte salts.
Man, Phil's salts were really getting to work out
that night.
That's
right. Yeah, that's right. So he's like, okay. So I pull out the salts, and I go to open it up, and the cardiologist said, let me look at that container.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at it, and I tell him, these are electrolyte salts. This is the same stuff that's in Gatorade. Oh, because he had been telling the patient, you need IV fluids or you need Gatorade. Mm-hmm. And so I told him, these are the same salts that you're going to find in a Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at it, and he's not so convinced. Mm-hmm. But he said, okay, put it in the bottle. So mm-hmm. we open up the bottle. I get a little bit of the salts, the scooper, and I put some in there. And we shake it up, and we have the guy drink it.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor said, is it salty? And the patient is like, oh, yeah, this is salty. And immediately the cardiologist said, okay, never mind. Give that to the flight attendant. Throw that away and just give him a regular bottle of water.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was just like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he was skeptical mm-hmm. to begin with because, you know, who carries salts
right.
with them?
Sure.
You know, had I pulled out a brand new bottle of Gatorade,
right. No problem. No questions asked.
No questions asked.
Yeah.
You know, and so I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to get into an argument here.
Right.
You know, you've got like 8 doctors surrounding this guy and they're all skeptical of any, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I mean, it doesn't make sense for there to be a traditional MD carrying salts. I mean, you're right. I get it. You know, I get it. But anyway, so that
What's sad, though, is that you could just look at the ingredients on it and see what it is and go, yeah, those are the salts that should be in the body.
Absolutely. So anyways, the paramedics arrived and they took the guy away. And by then he was feeling fine. So they actually wheeled him away in an upright, like an upright wheelchair.
Okay.
And so it was a pretty exciting.
What an eventful trip.
I know, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, so then you were gone for a few days.
I was gone for a few days.
And
I was,
you went to this conference to learn about kind of the new things going on in GI.
Yeah.
And so talk a little bit about, is there anything that you learned that is going to cause you to treat your patients differently? Or what was the main thing that came out of it? It was basically a general
GI review. They call it the postgraduate course. It's put out by the American College of Gastroenterology. It's a yearly event. It's just a nice review. Mm-hmm. It's a nice review. I mean, obviously they can't cover every single topic, but they try to, I don't know how they select the topics every year, but it's a really nice selection of different topics, things that we treat, you know, in the office, GERD, Barrett's, fatty liver, inflammatory bowel disease, like Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis. That for me, that was my real big focus this year. I tried to hit up on every session that I could that had anything to do with inflammatory bowel disease. Mm-hmm. But just a great review. You know, they bring you up to date. There was one disease, primary biliary cirrhosis, that is no longer called that. It's called primary biliary cholangitis. You know, so, I mean, it's not typical that they change the names of the diseases. Uh-huh. But that was one where just in the last 6-8 months, they've changed the name. And, you know, it was a nice review of some of the medicines, a lot of focus also on medicines. Mm-hmm. And
you were telling me the banners that were on the outside of the...
the pharmaceutical banners.
The pharmaceutical banners that were on the outside of the casino hotels.
For the different medicines.
Yeah.
Well, no, like just inside the halls, the meeting, hallways. I mean, some of these banners are like half the size of the walls. They're huge, amazing banners. Yeah. And so, you know, one of the lectures was on there was one course, one afternoon that was just on pharmacology. So on the different medicines. Mm-hmm. So there was a review on all the different medicines for inflammatory bowel disease. There's a lot of new medicines coming out. It's great because some people are really sick.
Mm-hmm.
There was a nice review on blood thinners, mm-hmm. anticoagulants, because there are a lot of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, that's a big deal because we do procedures on patients where we're taking off polyps, doing biopsies, which means that that person has a potential for bleeding. So that's always a big thing for us. And, you know, I thought it was interesting. They did a lecture on the burnout of physicians.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was actually really interesting where they were talking about, you know, what are the things to be looking out for? And, you know, like there were 10 criteria for...
for burnout?
Yeah, I pretty much fulfilled all of them.
If you meet any of these criteria, you're burning out.
No, but they were talking about that and it's a serious problem,
sure,
you know? It's a big thing. I mean, because especially this day and age in the United States, mm-hmm. you know, malpractice is a big thing.
Yeah.
So there's that big stress of, you know, am I doing everything? Am I going to get sued for this? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to, you know, number one, do no harm to the patient. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want, I mean, there's I thought that was interesting that they did a whole lecture on that. And it was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. And fatty liver, which is a big thing that we're seeing now. Fatty liver is such a common thing mm-hmm. we see. They, you know, there aren't a lot of great medical treatments per se.
Right.
I mean, you know, there are a couple medicines that are used in diabetes that you could potentially use. There's vitamin E. It was interesting. They talked some about probiotics, mm-hmm. the role of probiotics, the good bacteria. Mm-hmm. And it's not really clear what the role of probiotics is, but there's some
suggestion.
But they're
recognizing it. Yeah. They're recognizing
it. Yeah, which
cool.
I thought was great.
Yeah.
And, you know, just a lot of great information, a lot of good talks. You know, those people that get up there and talk, I have great respect for them. They're very knowledgeable of the literature, because the goal in medicine is to make sure you're treating according to evidence-based medicine, you know, and evidence-based medicine is based on studies, research. And so it was really a great review of a lot of great topics, a lot of the different disease processes. Mm-hmm. And you know, just kind of like, oh, it was kind of nice. No, also, especially because I was trying to hit up a lot of the talks on inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn's and ulcerative colitis, you know, I kind of felt good, like, okay, I'm not, you know, I'm pretty much sticking within standard of care. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes it feels like that area of medicine is so complicated, and the treatments for Crohn's and ulcerative colitis, you know, the more treatments that come on board, it gets a little bit confusing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, listening to some of the gurus in inflammatory bowel disease, I was like, oh, okay, all right, I'm pretty much
right on
keeping as far as the treatment. So that's good. That was reassuring to me, because sometimes it does seem overwhelming with all the different mm-hmm. treatment options that we have out there. And so great review, and a great opportunity to just kind of reconnect with some of my old colleague, not old in age, but like from the past, you know, some of my friends from training.
And did you get to tell Phil about the journey that his salts went
oh,
through?
Oh yes, my friend, I did deliver the salts to him.
Yes.
And he was fascinated by the journey of the salts.
Wonderful. So, well, thank you for sharing everything you learned. I'm glad you're back, because now we can get back to podcasting again.
That's right.
And we'll look forward to catching you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.